Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
It's not anybody else's fault. It's your fault. It's not what they say about you. It's what you say about you. It's not what they think about you. It's what you are thinking. As you think, so are you. Take ownership and responsibility for that. So, again, they were brought into the realm of the king, and the king found them to be better than all the others. Now, at the next chapter, we see where Daniel interpreted a dream about the golden image to Nebuchadnezzar. Now, notice, God gave Daniel, because they obeyed him, God gave him understanding in all visions and dreams. He was equipping him for his destiny. Just like Joseph was equipped. Joseph had dreams, right? When he got in prison. See, I mean, that's how much lower can you go? Wearing the stripes, you're in jail. No hope of any future, anything. I mean, see, understand this. In reality, Joseph couldn't read Genesis chapter 32. Or 27, he couldn't read those chapters. Oh, this is what's going to happen, huh? He can read that. He believed God. But, I mean, he had to walk through that thing. And here he is, having obeyed God and in the lowest part of his life. But, again, what was the manifestation? Favor. I still haven't figured out, maybe somebody can help me someday, I haven't figured out how you can give a prisoner the keys to the jail. Joseph had the keys. He was in charge. That's how trusted he was. That's how much favor God gave to him. He was a man of integrity, and he was in jail wrongfully. But then when the time came for his deliverance, what did God give him? God gave the Pharaoh a dream. And Joseph had interpretation of dreams. His whole ministry was about dreams. Well, Daniel was the same. Daniel was given, when they obeyed God, Daniel was given knowledge and wisdom and interpretation of all dreams and visions. God was preparing him for his destiny. Amen? What has God given you? Have you even identified it? What are your limitations? Where are your boundaries? What are you about? You can't be like Mike. I just want to be like Mike. No, you can't be the goat. What has God given you? Have you identified it? Are you allowing God to perfect that in your life? Do you know your limits? Your boundaries? You can't just do because somebody else is doing. Well, does it work for one? It work for no, it don't. Nadab and Abihu thought because they were priest's sons that they can offer sacrifices. The fire came down. God said, all right, I'm going to show you a sacrifice. You're going to be the sacrifice. They offered a sacrifice in disobedience to Aaron, outside of Aaron's jurisdiction and rule, and fire came down and consumed them. How about those priests that were arguing with Aaron who should be the priest? God said, have everybody cut a rod and put it in the ark. And the person whose rod buds, that's the one. All the other rods were bare. But overnight, Aaron's rod budded. It wasn't even connected to anything except the presence of God. And it budded. And so that's how God chose. So, see, it's not just you doing something that somebody else knows. Where are you? What were you called to do and to be? Huh? What? Have you figured it out yet? Have you done enough research on it? Have you given enough thought to it? Have you meditated on it? Have you asked God about it? Or is you just rolling along? These Hebrews, they were given specific giftings for specific purposes. And so the next phase, we see after Daniel interpreted that, what's key is that the king worshipped Daniel. Each time I read that and go back to study, I'm thinking, man, this is insane. But Nebuchadnezzar being, and you got to understand something. I challenged some Wednesday night to go and do some research on Babylon. Babylon was no joke. It wasn't no little village. Babylon was, as a matter of fact, the Hanging Gardens, you can look that up, the Hanging Gardens in there were one of the seven wonders of the world. You know, one of the wonders of the world right now is the Grand Canyon. So you can imagine if this was one of the wonders of the world. Mm-hmm. And that was in Babylon. So it wasn't no little, you know, little greasy spoon place or a little stop off. It was a huge place, 127 provinces. Lots of people, lots of mayors, lots of, and here's Nebuchadnezzar and Daniel and the Hebrews are promoted there. And the king has the dream. We know the story. I'm just going over some stuff. The king has the dream and Daniel interprets it. And because Daniel could interpret it and not any of the others, Daniel was promoted. But in that same portion of scripture, Daniel was worshipped. Now you gotta just pause there for a moment. The king bowed and worshipped Daniel. And that put him in a place, in a position above all the other astrologers and Chaldeans and all the others that had any place of authority. That put him in a place far above that. God did that. Why? It started with him purposing in his heart to obey God in everything. God said, okay, I'm going to take you to a high place. King worship. Now that's significant because the next chapter we see the king with his crazy self. And this is how kings did. This is how they did back then. They were like on these power drunk. You know, they could have your head, and like the Caesars, they were supposed to be gods. They could have your head. They could have your head 1 minute, and then they could be blessing you. They could take your wife or your husband if they wanted to. They could take your property at a whim. It didn't matter. You had no rights at all. They could do anything they wanted. They had all power. And so they were on like this psychological thing. From one end of the pendulum to the other, they would worship, and then they do crazy stuff. So even though Daniel told him what was happening with that image, he went on and built it anyway. And then demanded that everybody bow and worship when they hear the music. But the three Hebrews, they weren't on board. And the spies, the people that were watching to make sure everybody worshiped, came and brought word to the king. We all know this story. I'm just going hashing over because we're going to connect to something. Came back and told them, there's three that you've promoted in your kingdom. They ain't bowing down when they hear the music to your image. So the king says, well, Azariah, Mishael, and Hananiah, bring them here. We cool, bring them here. They'll bow. And when the king, you know, tried to reason with them and say, hey, old king, we're not careful to answer you in this matter. We won't bow. You can take our life. You can do whatever you want to, but we're not going to bow to this here. Now, the king got upset. Matter of fact, he got so upset. We know the story. He got so upset that he heated the furnace up seven times. Why did he heat it seven times? That was the perfect fire. God's number of perfect fire. Perfect enough to burn up the ones that threw them in, but perfect enough not to burn them at all. See, we've heard this since children's church. And so people hear Daniel and the lions, and Daniel and the lions. But if you think about this thing, if you really, because see, we're about to enter into some of these things again. Where God's going to do stuff in front of folk. I'm talking about really in front of Walmart. you over at Home Depot. Amen. You over at the fruit market. God going to do things. And people going to say, whoa. And I'm not talking about, you know, healing somebody's little pinky. Oh, my pinky feels better. No, I'm not talking about amazing things. So they're there. I throw them in the fire. The cords are burned off. Their turbans aren't burned. They don't smell of smoke. They bring them out, and then the king promotes them. But my question is to some that may not have heard it before, you, and many of you have heard me say it many times, where was Daniel during this time? You see, because there was a worship from the king, it put him in a peculiar place, in an awkward place with the king. You're going to see this in this next portion of scripture. The king really had no jurisdiction over him. Ah, y'all ain't hearing me. See, you got to understand where we're going with this, because see, this is where the church is going. In this book that my wife is poking me to start writing again, I got maybe 3 chapters to write on the final grace. There's the thermosphere, the stratosphere, the mesosphere, the stratosphere, the mesosphere, the thermosphere, there's another sphere, and then there's the exosphere. The final grace is the exosphere. And if you look at this, these are the spheres that are around the earth, 5 of them. And each one has a unique weather pattern, and it is unique to what goes on in that sphere. Earth. And the exosphere is where anything that rises into the exosphere is no longer under the gravitational pull of the earth. It's under other laws now. That's where the church is going. I wish I had some on fire believers. Maybe I need to get them young folk back up in here. This is where the church is headed, to the exosphere. Before the exosphere is the thermosphere, where everything heats up. That's why we know whenever you're in a fire, get ready for a blessing afterwards. When you're going through the fire, get ready for God to bless you. That fire is burning everything off that would hinder you from rising into another realm, the realm of the king, where the laws that govern there are different than the laws that govern here. It's not the gravitational pull. The psalmist said, my soul cleaves to the dust. Quicken me according to your word. The word is going to quicken us so till we burst out into another realm, the realm where Jesus lived. He said, listen, I go away to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you may be there also. If it were not so, in my Father's house are many mansions, many dimensions. If it weren't so, I would have told you. But I'm going, see, I have to go away. I have this thing right now. As far as it's concerned, I have it right now. But see, I got to go away. I got to go away in order to prepare a place for you. How is that? I'm going to send Holy Spirit back here. And so what I'm carrying right now, you will carry it too. Where I am right now, you will be there too. The laws that govern me will also govern you. You won't be carnal and fleshly. No, there'll be an anointing on you. There'll be a violent seed in you that will take you to finish. I gotta go away. Otherwise, I'm housing it myself. But now we are the temple of the Holy Ghost.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com and www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Worthing Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
Nothing shall I fear on this battleground. Nothing shall I fear